8823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news!
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Some of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers will tell their stories today at a hearing where a judge will dismiss charges against him due to his death, ruled a suicide behind bars.
Because of the public interest in the case, he will allow Epstein's accusers, who never had a chance to face him in court, to tell their stories. Now, in a statement, an attorney representing three of Epstein's accusers says they are, quote, very glad the judge is allowing victims to speak.
Fox's Brian Yenis in New York. Police in Pembroke Pines, Florida, say a man shot and killed his wife, mother-in-law, a three-year-old twin daughter, then himself.
Cops say it all started around 8:30 with a frantic 911 call.
Caller screaming in Spanish, advising to please help me.
But police say by the time they arrived at the home, it was too late. Officers forcing their way inside and finding the victims.
Walter Morris with WSVN Miami, the man's other three-year-old daughter was found unharmed. America is listening to Fox News.
Pembroke Pines, wow.
know the feeling. Every time you go on Facebook or watch TV, something offends you. But now there's help. Introducing the Negative Assault Defense System, or NADS. Once you have a set of NADS, people won't be able to hurt your feelings. For instance, when you get your pair of NADS, you'll learn that you can form your own opinions without having to get them from the internet or the news. Order now and you'll receive a package of easy-to-use NADS seeds. That's right. Grow your own pair of NADS. As your NADS get bigger, you'll have more confidence, and you'll need our proprietary carrying case. Well, it's more like a sack. And if someone kicks your NADS, don't worry. They're made of steel. NADS are now available for men and women because more and more people could use a pair. So the next time you feel offended by someone else's opinion, relax, because you've got NADS.
It's the most important meal of the day, and our fearless leader makes sure the morning show starts their day off right. Isn't that right, Greg Budell?
Hot dog. When it comes to cooking, I'm going to catch me out.
Jay Scott, how's your breakfast?
This is a tasty burger.
Emily Hayes, what did you have?
Yeah, I wonder what it was, but I didn't care. I still put it in my mouth. It was great.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, you had the chicken, right?
Exactamundo.
And Rich Thomas, I know you like things a little hot.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Now, I heard it's time for three men and a lady.
You heard right.
All right. All right. It is time for three men and a lady. But right now, I'm the only one in the room. Because Jay Scott's probably putting out tires. Emily Hayes, I know, is getting her breakfast ready. Rich Thomas
Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
I didn't realize we were so close to the airtime. I was dealing with your fan club downstairs who have gathered in the lobby, and then I said, look at the time. And they said,
like this?
Boy, look at the time.
They said, do you need to go? I said, yes, I do. A humid day today with a high in the upper 80s, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. I had rain on the way to work this morning.
I felt some drops before I walked up from the car where I was busy.
The showers and storms will be just about any time, not just afternoon and evening, but that's when they'll be most numerous. And tonight, too. Usually they fade out at night. Not so this time. Overnight low in the mid-70s. A front is approaching. It's an important front. Tomorrow, the risk of leftover showers is mostly first half of the day. I think from lunchtime on, the storms move into South Alabama. Drier air begins to move in. Tomorrow's high, 92. But a nice Wednesday night, I'm thinking upper 60s, and not just upper 60s, but a less humid upper 60s. Lower humidity, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday. Friday morning's low, 67. There'll be some random hit or miss storms returning this weekend as we go back to business as usual for Labor Day weekend. Oh, and hold the phone. There's a tropical storm named Dorian, which is in the Caribbean. Could become a hurricane as it interacts with Puerto Rico tomorrow or the Dominican Republic. But what happens after the islands? Check out my morning video this morning. Ruh-roh, Roach. Could we be dealing with Dorian in some way or form next week early? The models say yes, so we'll see. It's possible. Tis the season.
Are you saying this could be a factor of my trip to Florida?
I didn't think about that part. I did talk about it with your fan club, though. But we'll have to visit that possibility. Right now this morning, calm winds, cloudy skies, 75 degrees. Incredible humidity. Showers in the area, 610.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Rise and shine!
How come you're so talkative?
Because it's...
Talkative Tuesday.
Talkative Tuesday.
That's not a real thing.
Look, all I know is...
It's Tuesday.
People love to talk.
You put it together, you get...
Talkative
Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
see what you did there.
Okay, let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
It is showtime on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. Since we're a little bit early, anybody seen Jay, by the way?
Yes.
His car's here.
Yeah, I have seen him because there was a sandwich crisis question at one point.
Huh?
He saw one sandwich in there.
Uh-huh.
And he said, is that mine or is that Emily's? I said, I don't know. He says, well, there's only one, and Emily's about to be here, and I don't have one. So anyway, we almost called the cops. We had but then he found a sandwich in his room, in his
Okay, his so he does have a sandwich.
Again, repeating the news, apparently official, that there has been no sandwich theft this morning. We were starting to point fingers, wondering who.
I delivered today. 6-11.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I found the story electrifying because the people that were witness to this had an electrifying experience. This is audio from a wedding in Italy. And just after the vows were taken, nature struck.
Do you think that's commentary from the Almighty?
Oh,
that's
man.
What I was thinking.
It, the power went out. As soon as the lightning struck, I mean, it was instantaneous. And this church, you can see the video here, it was just plunged into absolute darkness except for a couple of candles up by the altar. So,
wow.
I wouldn't be surprised if a few people thought there was some, like, you better behave.
What's the line about, if anyone objects to this couple...
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I am posting your weather video.
Thank you.
Could I trouble you for a little more volume?
Sure.
Well, that's, thank you. I appreciate that. It's good.
That's 25 cents an amp.
Well.
So you owe me 75 cents.
All right.
13 minutes after 6, and of course our electrifying moment is brought to you by Mr. Electric. When you need a repair, installation, whatever, get people that really know their stuff. That would be the certified master electricians of Mr. Electric. Many things to love. Not only do they know what they're doing, but when they say they'll be there at 1 o'clock, that's when they show up. They don't do this window nonsense where spend half your day waiting so we can decide when we want to be there. They give you an upfront price on the repair, install, or whatever it is you need done, and that's what you pay. And they clean up any debris that created from the mess of installation or repair. So all you're left with is the great result you paid for. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com as we get your local news.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. It is election day in the city of Montgomery. Voters will cast their votes for a new mayor and city council. Polls open at 7 this morning and close at 7 o'clock tonight. Five companies are expressing interest in building new prisons for the state of Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey announced Monday that five firms responded to a request for qualifications to build the three proposed prisons. Now, back in February, Ivey announced a plan to build three new large prisons to replace most existing facilities. And three juveniles are behind bars after authorities say they broke into and vandalized a Montgomery church over the weekend. Montgomery police say the suspects broke into the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church on Virginia Loop Road. This happened just after 12:30 Sunday morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
coffee. You'd wreck my day, I would be with a broke coffee machine. I'm up, but I am dragging. Need my coffee. Yes, you might say I'm addicted to that drug they call caffeine. Oh, I'm up, but I am dragging. Need my coffee. I'll drink it from a mug or cup, or inject intravenously. I'm up, but I am dragging. Need my coffee. If there's no more, I'll clench my fist and punch you in the teeth.
16 after 6, today is Election Day.
Woo!
We must go and vote. But for who?
Well, I can't do any of that.
Is it only Election Day? Is it Election Day like in other places in Alabama too? Or just...
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Because there's a House race. There's a House race.
Well,
that made me think maybe there's an election somewhere else besides Montgomery.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it's only a House. It's a House district.
House district, yeah. But
so even that limits it. So I don't think
is that the Charlotte Meadows?
And Fritz.
Is that what that is?
It's the craziest state that ever was as far as just so many elections in one year. In Ohio, there might be one in the spring, and there's one in November, and that's it. Ever. There's not 55 days designated as Election Day, and there shouldn't be because it costs a lot of money to put on an election.
Well, he says I have found out where we're supposed to vote, so there's that. And then I'm going to try and vote at my other house.
You can't do that.
There's two people I want to vote for.
Trying to vote at my other house.
They gave me back the Bell Road YMCA.
Where were you going?
Oh, they kept switching me around. I was on Taylor Road at a church, and they've been switching me around, but I'm back to the Bell Road.
The great thing about Bellwood West was we got to vote at the Shakespeare Park and the museum, and that was a perfect place because they had plenty of parking. It was well run.
Yeah.
You were in, you were out, you were done. Bah, 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 bah.
I registered when we moved, but it wasn't in the 15-day window.
Okay.
So I don't get to vote in this one. And I do like to exercise my right to vote.
Me too. I'm big on that.
Big on that. Yeah.
I'd like to exercise your right to laugh.
Bah, bah.
Because we have Menthol Meredith.
Oh, yay!
Who apparently went to Wally World and got a little upset about something.
Well, it's still hotter than a swine in a tanning bed outside, but apparently it's a crisp, cool autumn day in aisle 4 at the Walmart. I was just in there getting pantyhose and mayonnaise when I spotted this big old display with all these fall leaves and crap on it. And would you believe they are already selling Halloween costumes and pumpkin spice M&Ms? It ain't even Labor Day yet, and Walmart's acting like it's time to stuff the turkey and trim the dang tree. Why can't we just do one holiday at a time, Walmart? I feel like I'm just now getting over my 4th of July hangover, and they're already acting like Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Hold your dang horses, Walmart. I appreciate that y'all roll back the prices, but how about y'all roll back the dang enthusiasm about holidays that are still 2 months away? I'm so confused, I don't know if I'm supposed to fire up the grill or fire up the chimney. So I guess I'll just fire up a menthol and wish Walmart a very Merry Christmas.
She speaks her mind well, doesn't she? 19 minutes after 6, some light rain in the area. Randall, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
Just practicing getting up since tomorrow is a big 14. I'm just wondering if you're going to be any cuts between 5:30 and 6. I was just trying to practice.
What's tomorrow?
It's his anniversary for the afternoon show.
Oh yeah, the big 14. Oh
yeah,
big 14. Yes. But Uncle Weather, on to the talking about voting. See, now last week in Autauga and Chilton County, they had House District 42. They voted for 44.
Right.
So I don't know if it matters what day no more. I asked that question. Our state house, they let out for the year. I mean, they ain't coming back till next year. So my, you know, I know that would leave us without representation or whatever, but if they're not in the house, what difference does it make? What my question was, but
there just seems to be a lot of elections in this area, in this state, several times a year.
Yeah.
It seems like they're always getting moved, ain't they? Mm-hmm. I kind of felt that, too. It's like it's always at a different time, a special election. But I know folks have died and passed on. But I understand what you're saying, because it's got to cost $1 million just to get, you know what I mean, the machines in place, the people, the counting of votes. I mean, it ain't cheap, I know. I understand where you're coming from. But anyway, I just want to chime in on that. Morning, y'all.
Morning, Randall. Yeah.
I just thought of something. Hmm. If Stephen
Reed
is the probate guy, is he in charge of the election today?
No, isn't there there's like a deputy probate person?
You follow me, though?
Yeah, I follow you.
He's the man.
He signed our...
Which means we'll have to have another election to fill his position.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
If he gets elected.
Bring back Reese McKinney.
I remember that.
God.
Seems like half my life was recent.
Yeah. Good guy, though. We had him on the show quite a bit. You know what? Next time you need a car, please vote for Jack Ingram.
I see what you did there.
Nice segue. What I did there.
That was really good.
I am specifically...
You should turn this into a job. Make some money off of it.
With featuring vehicle. Hey, look at this. If you've always wanted to have a Hummer, they got an H3 luxury.
Hey!
Under 10. That's new. That's a new addition. You find something amusing about that word?
So,
10 was fun.
I see what you did there. Nice little SUV starter vehicle. Check this out. 2007 Jeep Liberty Sport. This is also new. Black. The car has been thoroughly vetted. It's got a great vehicle history, a clean interior, gets good gas mileage, and most importantly, the Ingram mechanics have signed off on it, so they're ready to resell not somebody else's troubles, but a car that will deliver reliable driving miles. So yeah, vote for Jack Ingram. You'll be glad you did. Because Tip Tames and that team over there never disappoint in their efforts to please the customers. And by the way, over 20 financing options. So if credit issues and stuff have kept you from getting a vehicle and you really need one, go see them. Give them a chance to make something happen for you like they've done for so many of our listeners. 235 North Eastern Bypass, and you can shop by price, by type of vehicle, and by brand at jackingram.com. It's 6:23, light rain moving in. Let's get blocky on with the traffic, and then the timeline for the 7th of August.
Oh, boy.
26-7.
Yeah.
Let's vote on...
I haven't let go of yesterday yet.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Tuesday morning traffic, and things look great out on the roadways this morning. We don't have any delays for you. If you're on the 31s, you got a smooth ride right on into town. Both interstates, I-65 and I-85, are up at a speed limit ride, and there's no big problems on the boulevard. We're starting to see a little traffic build up, so be careful around the intersections. Remember, the school buses are out picking up kids this time of the morning, so keep your eye open for them. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Labor Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, We do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News and Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502. 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for
our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning. You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on. Wake up already.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
I can make your hands clap.
Hear the Bigelow Players. And now it's 6:29 with the timeline for the 27th day of August. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Today is the 239th day of the year. There are 126 days left. All right, guys, you can tone that down right now. Thank you. Today's International Lottery Day.
Well, we'll be celebrating all over Alabama, won't we?
It's Global Forgiveness Day. And it's Just Because Day. You want to know why?
Because on account of you want to know why?
Just because.
Oh.
On this date in 1883, the most powerful volcanic eruption in recorded history occurs where?
What was the year?
1883.
Krakatoa.
Yeah, you are right.
East of Java.
A small uninhabited volcanic island just west of Sumatra in Indonesia.
Changed the climate, too.
It was heard 3,000 miles away.
Wow.
The explosions threw 5 cubic miles of earth 50 miles into the air, created 120-foot tsunamis that killed 36,000 people on this date. 1929, Popeye the Sailor Man and Olive Oil shared their first kiss. Later that night, no, I'm sorry.
Popeye had spinach breath.
He did. He did. 64 years ago in 1955, first edition of Guinness Book of World Records was published. 54 years ago in 65, the Beatles hung out with Elvis for 3 hours. It was at Elvis's Beverly Hills mansion. The Beatles left with the impression that Presley's personality was a little unmagnetic. John Lennon later remarked soon after he left, it was like meeting Engelbert Humperdinck, he said.
I wonder what everybody says when they leave my house.
It's like meeting Tom Jones. I don't know.
Or Archie Bunker once said, Engelbert, what's his dink?
On this date in 66, the Beach Boys, God Only Knows, peaked at number 2 on the singles chart, broke new grounds in many ways, one of the first commercial songs to use the word God in the title, and Brian Wilson used many unorthodox instruments, including the French horns. They're heard in the song's famous introduction. This is the day in 67, 52 years ago, that Brian Epstein, manager of the Beatles, found dead in his London flat from an overdose of sleeping pills. On this date in 82, Ricky Henderson of the Oakland A's stole 4 bases in a game to break Lou Brock's record of 118 steals in one season. Ricky ended the season with 130 stolen bases. He retired in 2003.
He was the most unhumble person in achieving a record I've ever seen. Because they stop the game, and they bring a microphone out, and he says, I am the greatest ever.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Good.
That's very humble. You know, Acuna has a chance at a 40-40 season, maybe?
I'll bet he gets it.
Right.
That guy is really great.
35 years ago in 84, President Reagan announces that school teacher Christian McAuliffe would be the first private citizen to fly aboard a space shuttle. We also know that she was killed in the space shuttle Challenger when it exploded on January 1986. Teacher Barbara Morgan was McAuliffe's backup for the flight, completed the teacher in space mission, so to speak, by being part of the successful space endeavor of August 2007.
Big Bird was supposed to be on that flight, too.
Is that? Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
oh.
But they couldn't figure out a way to make it happen.
Yeah.
And so.
Now, our song of the day, Great Songs of Summer series continues. This one from the summer of 1985. We lost this guy in 2016. Prince Rogers Nelson. He's from Minneapolis, started hitting it big at the age of 23. So many hits, wrote his own stuff, died too young, 1857. Let's go back 44 years ago. She wore a raspberry beret, and if it was warm, she didn't wear much more.
Working part-time in a five and dime. My boss was Mr. McGee.
You know what? I like that one. That's one of my favorites. And Little Red Corvette.
I like. Do you have that thing that I gave you for Joey?
Yes.
Okay. I just thought of it because of the song of the day.
You know, Joey plays the extended version of that with the long intro.
Yeah.
On the last night on Dan Moore show.
Oh, on the Dan Moore show.
Yeah. Dan.
While they take a break from the Who.
I was going to say, I thought it was just Who music.
No. But Joey plays that extended version. I'd never heard it until Joey did it.
When I was preparing for this, I heard that 12-inch version. And
I like the Who. Once in a while, it would be nice to hear some music from...
Why?
Go ahead.
29 years ago in 1990, the great Stevie Ray Vaughan and members of the Eric Clapton entourage died in a helicopter crash in East Troy, Wisconsin. Three members of Clapton's entourage killed in that crash. I was supposed to see the concert that following Saturday night at Oak Mountain, and the concert went on, by the way. Very strange. I would thought they would have canceled it. 28 years ago, 91, Pearl Jam released their album, did okay. Their debut album, 10, featuring Even Flow, Jeremy, and Alive. I guess it was okay.
That was amazing.
And in the year 2007, Michael Vick pleaded guilty to his dogfighting case. Did you have a nice National Dog Day, Bailey? Thank you.
Mm-mm.
Birthdays, Aaron Paul. Who is he? He's Jesse on Breaking Bad, only one of the great milestone television series of all time.
That movie comes out in October.
He's 40. Oh, really?
That Netflix thing?
Yeah. Is it a prequel?
I don't know anything, really. I mean, I sent that over to you.
Yeah, I just don't know what they're going to do to that story. It was pretty much done. But then again, I thought 13 Reasons Why was done.
Yeah, it's not.
Cesar Millan is 50, the dog whisperer.
Oh, he was older.
He's only 50, yeah, I was going to say.
50. Pee Wee Herman, still going to movie theaters at age 67.
Hello!
He gets the senior discount now.
Yes, he does. Jeff Cook from the group Alabama is 70. Barbara Bach is 72 today, wife of Ringo Starr. Tuesday Weld is 76. Daryl Dragon would have had a birthday today. He would have been 77. We're 3 days away from Labor Day weekend. And SEC football,
woo-hoo!
26 days till the start of fall, 67 days from Halloween, and Thanksgiving will be on the table, the meal will be on the table in 93 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's already raining this morning. Some of you are going to get wet on your morning commute. I certainly did. I had really a heavy downpour on I-85. A humid day today with a high in the upper 80s. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms anytime, but especially this afternoon and this evening. Overnight low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, the risk of leftover showers is mainly first half of the day. Let's say maybe through lunchtime here in central Alabama, then shifting to south Alabama after that. Drier air coming in. Tomorrow's high 92. Nicer tomorrow night with less humid air. Wednesday night, Thursday, and Friday. The low on Friday morning, I think we're 68 on Thursday morning, 67 Friday morning, and then random hit or miss storms return over the Labor Day weekend. Right now this morning, it is cloudy. Rain in the area, calm winds, 75 degrees at 6:39.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All right, you mentioned that Thanksgiving would be on the table in 93 days?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 93 days, and so add another 30, and you've got Christmas 4 months away. And August is never too early to start thinking about, especially that special gift. And you want to do something really nice for some, I suggest you visit Brian Jewelry in Prattville.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because they've been the local jeweler, the professional jeweler, over three generations, 63 years. And boy, you know, well, we bought all our wedding bands and rings from them 5.5 years ago. But I needed some special assistance from Lynn Bryan regarding my daughter's wedding jewelry, which she wanted to turn into something happy and make the painful memories go away. So Janelle actually shopped the Bryan Jewelry website, picked out some items. I took the old stuff up. And guess what? I got a really happy daughter right now. She loves her new jewelry from Bryan Jewelry.
Outstanding.
And we turn sadness into smiles. That's what they can do. I mean, you know, if you can't find exactly what you're looking for, go there and let them create it. You don't need to hire graphic designers. They've been doing this for 63 years in the preferred community. BrianJewelry.com is the website. Join the club. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Or stop by and see them at 1778 East Main in the preferred community of Prep.
It's showtime.
We're going to be talking about 10 things that could make you happier.
Like winning the lottery.
And I wish I had thought to grab the lottery ticket out of my car that I bought in Georgia.
But finding a $20 bill like I did the other day in a pair of pants.
Did you? Oh, your pants.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah, I find money in my pants.
What do you
pants.
Think? I was going through other pants?
Yeah, No, pants? I thought maybe it went floating down your street or something, or out in front of the building.
I found $20 in these pair of pants. Those aren't yours. Right, doesn't matter.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Apparently, a lot of us are walking around very unhappy, but what can make you happy instantly?
Yeah, a new survey asked people what could happen that would make them feel happy out of nowhere. And the top three things are winning the lottery, going on a vacation, and finding a random $5 bill in your pocket.
Oh, that's a good feeling. All right, let's hear from 3 Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Do I have time to run down to my car? Because I bought Powerball tickets in Georgia, good for 10 plays. Yeah. I could be a millionaire, but it's in my car.
Why don't you support the Alabama lottery?
That's a good question.
Greg, if you won, you do not want to announce that you've won over the air. You just need to just go ahead and send out a group message to all of us here. We'll collect our earnings and we'll host it. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Nice our share. We don't need to be sharing with the rest of your fans.
I played the lottery in Florida frequently while I lived there. You may have heard that I lived in Miami.
Did you live in Miami?
Did you?
Really? I did, yeah.
Never
why
knew.
Why is this coming out now?
Crossing the street is like playing the lottery for you, honestly.
It's a real gamble. That
Andrew. They get a cheese slice.
Andrew gets a cheese slice. Okay.
What was the question?
Yeah, you were in...
Twice I came very close to winning a jackpot. Six times I had 4 out of 6, which paid, you know, 100 and a half, something like that. Mm-hmm. But, well, man, I'll tell you, 12, 13, 19, 20, 36, and 48 were the winning numbers. I had 12, 19, 21, 33, and 48. So when I first looked at the ticket, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm rich. And then I, like...
Can you repeat these a little bit slower?
I was just about to say that. I was going to pull my phone out right in the notes. Grab a pen.
You know what's even more? I mean, this is like 20-some years ago. The winning numbers were 12, 13, 19, 20, 36, and 48. Sure. I had 12, 13, 19, 21, 33, and 48. So I had the first three and the last one.
Wow.
And it was exciting.
That's too complicated for me. I just get the scratch-offs. I can't handle the...
I got triple cherries. I win. Yeah.
I remember, and I
when
hope
you're
we...
that close to winning that kind of money, I would probably remember them, too.
I hope that we do... I remember when Florida launched the scratch-off. They did that before they did the Lotto and the Powerball and Mega Millions and Pick 5 and Have 3 and all the rest
See,
of the
See, that's joint. The stuff I can't keep straight. But you give me something where I just scratch the whole card... Right. That's the one direction is to scratch the whole thing off.
I had a Christmas party one time for my friends and their families. A lot of kids there. So I went out and I bought 300 $1 scratch-off tickets and put them in a bowl for the kids.
Yeah.
And they had the best time gambling.
Start them off young.
Didn't you just break the law?
I don't know. Well, actually, yeah, you can't buy lottery tickets until you're 18, but can scratch them. If somebody else buys them.
It talks about them, right? Vacations being, and there's going to be a series of vacations sort of going on and around here.
I'm going to Gooseville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And which is near Miami.
Yeah, this will be the last day that all of us are together.
For about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's
going to be...
Celebrate with some kind of...
So the question is, who are you going to miss the most?
What? Me. They're going to miss me the best.
Too.
Yeah.
Emily is my vote.
What a sweet pandering answer that was, Andrew.
I'll bring breakfast.
We'll have to call him Pandrew because
she's the only one that's literally ever delivered on her campaign promises. So I don't know.
This also mentions
sleep. She took them food, is what they're saying.
This also mentions sleeping the whole night. Did you ever accidentally wake up and think it's a work day and find out that
Yes, Sunday that happened. I was ready to go, too. Yeah, we would have had a great show Sunday, and then it turned out to be not Monday.
We heard the second rap. We better go.
Oh.
Yep, that is time. All right,
I'm
going
to go down to the car.
Talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right.
Have a great one.
See you. If you win, that's my ticket. If you want to hear more from Through and In later, tune into News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Okay, I am going to do that. I'm going to run down to the car and see if I'm...
I like the real talk with Julia.
Rich. All right, we are at 6:45. Here's what we're going to do.
We're going to check traffic.
And then we'll have the cheap and trashy. And we have some, the VMA award winners.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Okay, well, just the highlights. Actually, John Travolta did it again. He managed to mangle up his presentation. I think he's going to stop getting invited to present awards at these things. All of that coming up at 6:46.
Montgomery Skywatch is rolling with you around the river region, and we're starting to see some traffic building up. We have some crowds on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any big problems on the 31s. There's a pretty big crowd, though, coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful there. And the traffic around the Air Force Base in the downtown area is starting to build up, so watch the traffic around you this morning, and look out for school buses. They're out picking up kids. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems. They keep your pets safe and at home and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Labor Day weekend has an increased risk of road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. Plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over 4 decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard, will call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people, so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good, good. Release your Netflix. Your journey to the dark side of streaming services is almost complete. Take your Disney Plus subscription. Strike your HBO down with it. Join me, and together we can rule the Disney Empire.
I'll never turn to Disney Plus. I'm a Stranger Things fan, like my father before me.
So be it, Stranger Things fan.
Father, help me!
It is too late for me, son. I already ordered the Disney Plus bundle.
No!
There is no escape from the Disney Empire.
Father!
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, the VMAs were last night. That's the Video Music Awards. I guess they still run music videos.
I don't know.
Let's see how Adele Dazeem did.
Best New Artist, Billie Eilish!
For video, for good. Taylor Swift, you need to calm down.
Best Hip Hop.
Cardi B, Mother!
The Best Latin Video.
Rosalia and J Balvin.
J Balvin.
For Best Pop. The Jonas Brothers.
For Best Collaboration.
Shawn Mendes.
Video of the year. Taylor Swift! You need to
call down. Okay, could you do it
printed,
again?
You have those printed out somewhere? Some of those I didn't understand.
I don't understand the words you just said.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Apparently, when John Travolta was presenting Taylor Swift's award, she came out with her LGBT crew.
Yeah.
And he didn't recognize Taylor. He almost handed to a drag queen lookalike of Taylor Swift.
Oh, John, just get in your 747 and go home.
Yeah, he's
how he's about got that? One parked in the front yard.
Yeah, I know. He's got a runway for a driveway.
Yeah.
But give him credit, he can fly pretty much any commercial aircraft.
It's got a bumper sticker that says, my other 747's in the shop.
Is this too personal?
What?
The celebrities we fantasize about?
Not necessarily.
I don't know. I was 14 once.
Really? This is another one of those, you know, ubiquitous surveys.
Our survey said
women that men most likely fantasize about, Scarlett Johansson, Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Upton, and Sophia Viagra.
What?
The women that women, no, the men that women are most likely to fantasize about, Channing Tatum, who looks like a real doofus. He really does. He looks like a doofus. Ryan Goosestep, Adam Levine, George Clooney, really?
He's getting really old, huh?
It's not even that. George Clooney, my gosh, and Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Who doesn't, apparently doesn't bathe all the time?
No. Maybe that's the fantasy.
I don't know.
I always wanted to hug somebody who smells like a day-old steak.
Who hasn't said that?
Actors who auditioned for one role but got another.
Okay.
We'll do that later.
That could actually be fun.
What a tease.
Tomorrow, in lieu of Jay's absence, we have 21 completely random TV and movie facts. So we can do a showbiz random facts tomorrow.
So how is random facts going to work tomorrow?
The same way that it does when he leaves. I'll do them. Well, that's at least what we had planned, but if you guys want to do something different...
No. I was just asking a question.
Well, I think looked at these. They're pretty interesting.
I need the caller sheet for this week, too. I didn't think about that. Jay has written a diary downstairs of what his day-to-day activities are that I'm going to cover.
Yeah, my weekly things that I do.
And the weekly things that he covers, but we haven't even talked about upstairs stuff.
I had to supply the song of the day through the year 2027.
By the way, guest is going to host SNL December 21st, the Christmas show, for the first time since 1984.
Dear Eddie Murphy, I'm 9 years old and I am your biggest fan. The part I like best is when you say, kill my landlord and I hate the white people.
Kill the white people!
In fact, I'm very fond of white people. When I was growing up, we had a white maid.
I'm healthy, dammit!
It's one hell of a day in my neighborhood. A hell of a day for a neighbor. Could you be mine? Hope I get to move in your neighborhood someday. The problem is when I move in, y'all move away. Who could that be? This is how you answer a door in my neighborhood.
It's Jim Brown's Celebrity Hot Tub.
Yes.
Second hot tub.
Never tell you about going to a place called the Comic Strip in Fort Lauderdale, summer of 1980, on a date with Kathy Smedley. And the comedians came up, the guy that really stood out was this black guy named Irish Eddie Murphy. That was part of the gag, I guess. That's what he called
Irish.
Himself. But he was hilarious. And as you exited the Comic Strip, the comics would line up to thank you for coming in. Mm-hmm. And he was there. And I looked at him and I said, man, I expect to see you on SNL one day.
Thank you.
And 3 months later, Saturday night, we're watching TV.
It's
the new season of SNL. And there he was.
Wow.
And I felt like, wow, I'm either a great talent evaluator or just lucky here. But that was kind of cool.
That is neat.
All right. 6:58 is our time. Fox News is coming up. Let's talk about, especially when Rich is mentioning names like Dorian and things, tropical rains. Actually, it doesn't take a major storm to cause a leak in your roof. Your house settles, cracks develop, a good downdraft or a high wind can drive water where it normally wouldn't go. That doesn't mean you need a new roof. It just means you need that entry point sealed off. And then whatever stain or damage is caused by the... And it's always ugly, man. It's like rusty brown. Horrible. Jones Brothers will dispatch somebody to touch that up for you. And it's gone. They're so good at what they do. We've had them install doors for us. When they do an installation, they're paint matching. Everything. It's perfect. They do 5-star installs, whatever it is. Now, if you do need a new roof, deal with people who have been in that business. They're in their 8th decade. And that's because people trust Jones Brothers to give a straightforward analysis of the condition of the roof and a guarantee that they show off on their website, jbroof.com. There's 3 homes there that they redid to make sure they left behind a satisfied customer. That's the level of dedication you deserve and expect from Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009. They offer a wide variety of services for your home above and beyond roof repair and replacement. You can see it all at jbroof.com. Traffic, Fox News, and next hour, Random Facts. Jay is getting ready, and then we'll do a $10 food outlet pop.